that we would know that we would have those promises and we'd be able to count on them because you said it, oh God, in Jesus' name. I pray for all people who are suffering from this terrible virus. And Lord, we know that if our nation would just humble ourselves and bow down before you, God, and return to you, Lord, that, Father, that you would come and you would just heal our land. And we're asking that, Lord, as a people. We're a hurting, needy people, God. Help us to return to you in Jesus' name. Lord, for all who are sick, shut in the prisons, oh God, who are... It doesn't matter whether they've been falsely accused or rightly accused, God. We all need you. Whether we're behind walls or not behind walls, we're all in some kind of prison, Lord God, or we have been in prison of our own making, Lord. And I pray that you would just help us just to be encouraged by you. Help us to be the light of Jesus to this world. Help the Holy Spirit to minister through us to others that we might be the light of Jesus to others. In Christ's name I pray, Father. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Hey, that's going to bring us approaching the first break here on Prayer Request Friday. If yes, you've got a prayer request you'd like to lift up, have us pray and agree with you, call us at 903-796-6056 here at KPYN, AM, FM, and .net, 103.9 FM, 900 AM. And we're Truth Infusion Ministries, and we'd love the opportunity to pray with you for whatever need you have. We want to agree with you in prayer. Take yes. it to Jesus. He is the answer. So once again, give us a call, 903-796-6056. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Amen.
I hate coming to the dentist. Is this going to hurt?
Not at all. Open wide and say, ah. Where's that music coming from? That's odd. There's a mariachi in your mouth.
I guess it's because I ate at Amigo Juan Mexican Cafe on Loop 59 in Atlanta. At Amigo Juan, the Mexican food is so good, it's like a mariachi in your mouth.
Amigo Juan Mexican Cafe, Loop 59, Atlanta. It's so good, it's like a mariachi in your mouth. Amigo Juan.
Jerry Berry AC and Electric has been servicing East Texas since 1975. You can rely on Jerry Berry AC and Electric for all your heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. Jerry Berry is an authorized American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. However, they service all brands. Service contracts are also available. Call Mike at Jerry Berry AC and Electric at 903-756-7616. That's 903-756-7616.
This is Dr. Matt Young from Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. We've expanded to increase our outstanding services for our community. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Texarkana Emergency Center is locally owned with board-certified physicians for all your emergencies. We have on-site lab, pharmacy, x-ray, ultrasound, CT, and MRIs. Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. Real ER without the wait. 4646 Skyhorn Creek Road and online at texarkanaemergencycenter.com.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 10:30 for the weekly Bible study from Macedonia Baptist Church's Pastor George Goins. Join Macedonia Baptist Church Sundays at 9:45 a.m. for Bible study and 10:45 a.m. for worship. Macedonia Baptist Church is located on State Highway 237 in Doddridge, Arkansas. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 10:30 for the weekly Bible study from Pastor George Goins of Macedonia Baptist Church on KPYN. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
This is the radio home for Texas A&M Aggies football, basketball, and baseball. KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus. Troubles, he will hear our famous cry. He will answer by and by. And when you feel a little prayer will turn, then you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes you right.
Hey, welcome back to Prayer Request Friday, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. With the name of the show being Prayer Request Friday, when we say have a little talk with Jesus, That's exactly what we're doing. We're just going to agree with you. Call us at 903-796-6056. We'd love the opportunity to pray with you, to agree with you that God will take care of your need along with our needs, and that he will do it so that he's going to be glorified. So with that, we're going to kick this back over to Kelly, because when we left the break a while ago, Kelly was about to share something that God's laid on his heart earlier this week even. So without further ado, Kelly.
Amen. You know, I hope that this is just a testimony of something the Lord did for me. It's been several years ago, and, you know, the Lord will comfort us when we need comforted, you know, and we don't know why he does things the way he does sometimes. And this is kind of funny in a way how it happened, but I just think that there's people out there just need to know that, you know, God's with you. You know, the Lord is with you. He loves you. He loves you this morning. I had just a typical Sunday, and they had given an altar call, you know, and a lot of times I'll go to the altar, and just because I want to go. You know, they may call for salvation, but I'll go because I want to go, you know. But anyway, I had gone for a particular need. I can't remember today what that need was, but I had gone down. And sometimes people will come by. You know how we do it in altar service. We'll pray for each other, and people will come by and pray for you. Well, I had felt somebody had come by and was praying for me, and I could feel them, you know, their hands on my shoulder praying for me, and they were patting on my shoulder, and they were, you know, squeezing my shoulder, and I could just feel this person just really praying for me real strongly. Mm-hmm. And it was just a super, I couldn't hear them praying for me, but it was just super comforting, you know.
Right.
I just felt this peace over me, you know. Well, I had kind of gotten through praying, and this person lingered for a long time praying for me. And I sat there a long time, and I thought, wow, I said, this person is really, really praying for me, you know. And the service kind of kept going and kept going. And I thought, wow, I kind of need to get up. You know, the service is kind of over.
Yeah.
You know, I was done. And this person kept patting my shoulder and squeezing my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get emotional thinking about this. Mm-hmm. And it kept going and kept going. I thought, wow, we're holding the end of the service up here, you know.
Right.
And I could kind of tell out of the corner of my eyes that there wasn't nobody left in the altars, you know. And I never looked up, and I kept my head down. And finally there was one last squeeze of my shoulder and a pat, just a pat on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I knew who it was praying for me. You know, one of the older men in my churches who's really ministers to people on the altar.
Right.
And as soon as that last squeeze of my shoulder let up and they kind of patted me, I thought, okay, I can get up. Well, I got up and looked up. There wasn't anybody there.
That's awesome.
I turned around and looked at the congregation. Everybody's just sitting there looking at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it takes a few seconds for even somebody to walk back to their seat.
I mean, this was instant. I turned around and looked at everybody, and everybody's just sitting there, and everybody's in their seats just staring at me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I thought,
man,
Lord, that was you praying for me. Mm-hmm. You know, the Holy Spirit was just sitting there just praying for me.
That's awesome.
But, you know, sometimes I can't remember now what I was praying for. But the Lord knew what I needed.
Yes.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And maybe some of you out there today just needed to know that God knows what you need.
Mm.
He knows better. He knows better than what you know what you need. I just want to encourage you with that today.
Yes. Man, praise God for that. And thank you for sharing that, because that helps me even in some of the things I'm facing right now in my life that I mean, you know, you can take the time and go and pray and feel like you are approaching the throne room of heaven, and you're giving it everything, but you still just feel like, man, it's like, man, I'm just not praying right or something. Not that there's a right or wrong way to pray. You just get those feelings where you start questioning some things. You know, Brother Steve preached earlier this week about a part where that guy said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief.
Oh, yes.
And he kind of put it like, I do believe, but I don't.
But I don't.
I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
And then he finished that story when Jesus cast that devil out of that child for that family. And the guy basically, without it being written there, he come back. We get the other part of that story where he says, I do, but I don't. But now I do, because he got to see. And when you got up from there, you got to know that the Father nice. And his love were there for you,
yeah.
are there for you, will be there for you, will be there for us, mm-hmm. whatever we're going through. What a Savior.
Yeah, what a Savior.
Awesome. I know you got something you got to add in there.
It's always the same with him.
Yeah.
It's never changing.
Yeah.
You know, our friends and our relatives and, you know, and everybody around us, they're kind of they can change because they're living in this world.
Right.
But with Jesus, he never changes. He's always the same. And you know, Pastor Todd was talking about promises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was last Sunday he was talking about, you know,
yeah.
Say what your promises are, what your favorite promises are. That's a good one right there.
Yes.
That he is never changing.
You
can
yes.
always count on him.
Amen. Same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Absolutely. Glad to hear it. Glad to be reminded of it. And I know we probably have some requests that are coming across Facebook Live on the Truth Infusion Ministries page.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to cover those. We're going to try to catch those on this break. We are coming up here in just a few seconds towards a break. Let's pray for the ones that we had already. I think we'll probably run close up to the break time, but I'll go ahead and cover those real quick.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we ask you for to touch these needs as we lift them yes. up by name. You know every detail of every need that we're going to list for Jennifer Caldwell Hart,
yes.
For Linda Andrews, it's not feeling good. For Debbie Williamson, recovering from cancer. Beverly
yes, Jesus.
Beatty, hospital from stab wounds. Jayla Moore from
goodness.
An ATV accident, sixth surgery
you,
there.
Jesus.
God, we ask you to heal,
Lord, please touch.
Help recover, do what only you can do. Touch these
Lord.
Bodies.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For Carolyn and for the need that's there. For Pim Paul in Thailand. Who is widowed and struggles sometimes with
yes,
that. Lord, be the comfort that she needs.
Yes,
for the
Lord
Stout
God.
Family who has experienced a death. For Teresa Moore and Donna Purdy who are experiencing depression. God, we ask you to revive, restore,
yes.
renew. Mm-hmm. And God, just be the Savior that you alone can be to all
yes,
of us.
Lord God.
Help these needs like only you can in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
All right, we've got just a few seconds before we approach this second break, and we will be right back. 903-796-6056 here on Prayer Request Friday at KPYN.
Cass County reported 11 new confirmed coronavirus cases Thursday and one new COVID-19 fatality. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, AMFM, and .net, I'm Robert Del Giorno. The Joint Operations Center in Bowie County, Cass County, and Texarkana, Texas, said there were 11 new confirmed coronavirus cases in Cass County Thursday. Now a total of 578 people in Cass County have tested positive for COVID-19 since the pandemic began back in March. One more person has died from COVID-19 in Cass County. The death toll now from COVID in Cass County since the beginning of the pandemic is 26. 485 people have recovered from COVID-19 in Cass County, and currently there are 67 active COVID-19 cases in Cass County, Texas. This Sunday is the Atlanta Area Chamber of Commerce annual holiday open house. It gets underway at 1 p.m. It'll go on till 4:30 p.m. And then at 5 p.m., it'll be the official lighting of the Christmas tree downtown. We'll see you at the holiday open house this Sunday in Atlanta, Texas. Let me be the first to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. The news was brought to you by Jerry Berry AC and Electric. Call him at 903-756-7616. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, I'm Robert Del Giorno.
If you've been injured in a car or 18-wheeler accident, contact Bailey Gallion and Sawyers today. We have over 35 years' experience at handling all types of personal injury claims in the Four States region. Bailey Gallion and Sawyers provides accident victims with the experience, knowledge, and resources to handle your claim quickly and efficiently. We'll help you get medical treatment at no upfront cost to you. Pay no fees unless we win. Call Bailey, Gallion, and Sawyers at 1-800-LAW-OFFICE to schedule your free consultation today.
Principal Office, Bedford, Texas. Are you needing to fix up your vehicle or ATV? Come on down to Roark's Auto Parts for the best parts, prices, and unbeatable customer service. We'll find the parts you're looking for. Whether it be for your car or truck, diesel, industrial vehicle, ATV, or lawn care machine, Roark has your Gates belts, Wix filters, and Continental batteries. Come put the Roark crew to the test. 100 East Main Street, Atlanta. Or give them a call, 903-796-2831. Here's your Cass County weather forecast from the KPYN Weather Center. Sunny today and a high of 77. Mostly clear tonight, low 51. Then Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 77. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, I'm Robert Del Giorno for the weather station, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is the radio station for the original Trading Post with Jim Big D Davenport.
Buy, sell, trade, give things away.
Tell us about your garage sale or yard sale. Let us know if you lost a pet, found a pet, or have a pet free to a good home. Simply call in live on the original Trading Post at 903-796-6056.
That's 903-796-6056.
We also feature local birthdays, church news, the stock market report, and more, including local news from Robert Del Giorno. It's all on the show, often imitated, but never duplicated. The original Trading Post on KPYN. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Fridays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Saturdays, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. The original Trading Post on KPYN, 900 a.m. and 103.9 FM.
Oh, Satan had already picked out my grave. His plan had moved forward to put me away. I drifted so far with anyone there that I'd soon be lost. This is the part I like right here, church. I knew my destruction was a matter of time, but Jesus appeared and said, this old boy's mine. Now I'm saved from all harm, for he walked through the storm. He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
Hey, welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. I don't know about you, but I'm glad he came looking for me.
Amen.
And he found me, and he knew how to look, where to look, how long to look, and he made it right when it needed to be at that moment. And he's the only one that knows how to find what's lost.
Yes.
Man, it's awesome.
Man,
and
he's the great shepherd.
Woo, he is. He's a great shepherd. When the sheep go astray, boy, he comes looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Oh, what a Savior. We've got a few needs.
That's a good one.
That we need to take to the Lord in prayer so we don't miss those, and so I don't get wrapped up getting excited about Jesus. We're going to let Mike Hart go ahead and pray for these needs that we've got now. If you have a need while he's praying, if the Lord lays it upon your heart, give us a call, 903-796-6056. Jump on Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page. Click on the live link there, post your comment, put a prayer request there. If you don't want to put your name on there, you don't want to spell out the need, just say unspoken. Just say, I just need you to pray with me. And, hey, God knows. He's the only one that needs to know. Brother Mike, go ahead and pray.
Yes, Lord. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today to lift up these prayer requests, all the unspokens out there. Just
yes,
like,
Lord.
Just like we said a while ago, you already know. You already know.
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
We lift up our brother Orville Farron.
Thank you, Jesus.
Struggling with some COVID issues. Lord, we build him up, and Lord, you are the great physician.
Yes,
touch
Lord
him, Lord.
God.
Touch him, Lord, and just build up his family. Lord, we pray for Judy Mize recovering for some surgery.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray for some recovery and some healing. In Christ's name, we pray.
Yes,
amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, you know, Wes, I know Miss Andrews, she's always on here. I know she wasn't feeling well. Can we lift her up individually this morning?
Absolutely.
Well, Heavenly Father, I pray for Miss Linda Andrews, oh God. I pray that you just touch her, and I pray that you just lift her up. God, she's not feeling good. Lord, we don't have to know exactly what's going
touch
on,
her, Lord.
But Lord, you know.
And I pray that you just minister her right now, God. Just give her the strength, the energy she needs. Just help her to feel good. Help her to enjoy this bright, beautiful, mm-hmm. sunny day.
Thank you,
And
Lord.
I pray that you just minister her body in every way. And, Lord, just help her just to feel fully recovered right now and to feel the warm the arms of Jesus around her. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for doing that. It's that simple. God didn't say it has to be complicated when you come and pray. He just wants us to have the relationship with Him.
That's right.
And He said to do that, we need to come through His Son. Get that taken care of. Go to His Son. And all it takes is just basically saying,
yes,
I'm worthless, but you thought I was worth your Son dying for.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this on my own. God, I need you. I need you to save me. Surrender. Just surrender, and He'll do it, and then we can pray and approach the throne, and
man,
there it is.
Man.
That prayer of, you know, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yes.
I mean, that's a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that right there, that's it. You know, that's a pure confession. You know?
Yeah. He made a request, right?
Yes. It is. It's like, Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief. You know, and when we come honestly before God, you know, you can put flowers and everything else on your words. It doesn't mean nothing. It's the sincerity of your heart. It's the faith of your heart. It's the purity of what's coming out. And it's like God, I need help. I need you. I need Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I need the hem of your garment.
That's good.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't have any words. I've got to sneak through and grab a hold. You know. Mm-hmm. That's what you need. You know.
Amen. You know. We Sister Sue calls in all the time, mm-hmm. and we love that. And what I think about when I listen to her talk about Jesus,
yeah.
And how excited she gets. This lady's been on this planet for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
she's had opportunities to try different ways and different resources and different methods to get through life, but man, she's done proclaimed that for a lot of her years, she found the answer was at a starting point, Jesus. And once she tried Jesus, nothing else made any sense anymore. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the only thing that makes sense.
Right.
And now she's still proclaiming Jesus. If there had ever been anything that would have changed in Jesus' performance in her life,
yes,
she'd have done found out by now.
Right.
She's still holding on to Jesus because He's still holding on to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me hope, you know, to say, man, if He gives me that many years to continue to try, it's just going to keep getting better and better. Man,
Amen.
You just can't. What else is there?
What does Psalm say? Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Man.
Amen.
Yes.
I mean, and when you try Him and when you test Him, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Jesus say when He gave the hard teaching about His flesh and about His blood? And people just said, that's too hard of a teaching for me. I got to go. And then He asked the disciples, he said, are y'all going to leave me too? And the disciples said, Lord, where are we going to go?
Where else is there?
You know, where are we going to go? You're the one that has the answers. You're the one that has the words of life. There's no place left to go.
I'm glad that God just even used you as a mouthpiece to say, where else can we go? Where else can we turn?
Yep.
There's no other place that has the answers. When we come back on the other side of this break, the place that is that's already keyed up. I don't normally even pick music before I get here. Mike got in the truck a while ago, and I was already writing down start and stop points on some songs.
Mm-hmm.
Way out of character for me. I never do that. But the one that's coming up next is going to be exactly what you just said. So. Mm-hmm. If you're out there today, you got a prayer request on your heart, and maybe you don't even know what that prayer request is, but you just know there's a need. You just know you need something. You need somebody. Well, hey, the answer's Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
And maybe you don't know what all that looks like. That's okay. I didn't either.
No.
I don't have it all figured out now. I just know that Jesus, when I call on Him, He answers.
Yes.
And when I need Him, He's there. And He never leaves me. And He's always my strength. He's always my peace. He's always my joy. Even in the midst of some bad circumstances,
yes.
He gets me through. So if you've got a need out there, call us 903-796-6056 here on KPYN, Prayer Request Friday.
Todd Shores, McLarty Ford in Texarkana, is marking down the prices on every new Ford this month during the Built for Getting Back to Business sales event. Right now at Todd Shores, McLarty Ford, get the new 2020 Ford F-150 XL regular cab truck for only $27,090. Not one, but several new 2020 Ford F-150 XL regular cabs to choose from at that price. New 2020 Ford Expedition, $12,000 off the sticker price. $12,000 off Expedition. Take $10,500 off the new 2020 Ford Explorer. Get 0% financing for a full 60 months with approved credit on select models. And as always, Todd Shores McLarty Ford wants your trade no matter how much you owe. Shop in person or online, and Todd Shores McLarty Ford will come to you. Hurry to Todd Shores McLarty Ford, 3232 Summerhill Road in Texarkana, and at McLarty.com. Rebates and incentives apply. Call 903-792-7121 for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Call Texas Farm Bureau in Atlanta at 903-799-5480 and in Linden at 903-756-5541.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
This is John McCormack, preacher for the Atlanta Church of Christ in Atlanta, Texas. We meet at 512 East Pinecrest in Atlanta. You can come and worship with us and be our guest. We meet for Bible class at 9:45 a.m. on Sunday, worship at 10:45 a.m., and again for worship at 6 p.m. We'd also love to see you at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night for our Bible study. Please listen to our show, Simply Christian, Mondays at 10:30 a.m. on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is your home for the Atlanta Rabbits football, basketball, and baseball games. KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta.
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
The mirror to tell myself I'm good enough. I turn my back a couple times on your love. I've tried to do things on my own. I'm right back where I belong. When I turn to you, I don't have to know the answers or have it all together. I just bring my heart to you and I find rest. I find strength and sweet forgiveness. Like I always do when I turn to you.
It's as simple as that. You may not have the answers, you may not know where to turn, but when you turn to Jesus, you'll find strength, sweet forgiveness, and peace every time.
Amen.
He never fails. Sister Simon nails it every time she says that. God can do anything but fail. And he never fails.
You can get so bogged down in your situation, in your circumstances, where it just seems like it's overwhelming you. And it's overwhelming your mind. It's overwhelming your thoughts. I do this all the time. I know this process very well.
Right.
You know, and if you can just possibly strip it away and just focus your thoughts and your mind on Christ and begin to praise him and thank him and love on him, all of a sudden all that other mess will just literally fade away. Until Christ becomes that day star before your mind and your heart, and ever all of a sudden it becomes clear, like what was I so mentally bogged down for? What was my heart so deep in the miry clay for? And it's just a tool of the enemy just to drag you down, you know. And but our tool. Christ is there, but if we begin to praise and worship him and just to focus upon him, it just strips all that fog away, you know? Cause yeah. It's just a fog of the enemy around you, you know?
Well, and you know, for a long time, I looked at people that were churchy, so to speak. I don't mean any disrespect by that. I mean in the best sense of the best sense I could get of that word. But I looked at people that I thought were churchy and thought they had it all together, and I would think, you know, man, I just don't think I'm ever going to be able to get to that point. So I'm pretty much hopeless. because I just can't get there. I can't memorize that scripture like they can. I can't recall it from memory like they can. And at that time, I was like, man, I hate reading. So if I can't read it, I sure ain't going to be able to memorize it, and I sure ain't going to be able to quote it. So,
right.
You know, how am I going to ever have all the answers? How am I ever going to be able to do this? How am I ever going to be able to – just a lot of unanswered. And the problem was I kept looking at how am I?
Yeah.
But when I got my eyes off me and just said, God, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I really realize right now that I cannot do this. I can't live hot. I can't live black and scary night. And, you know, I can't live away from you. I can't live for you. I'm stuck in the middle here, and none of this is working. So I'm just give up. Do what you want to with me. Man, when I did that, he said, that's all I've been waiting for. Just surrender unconditionally.
That's good.
And give it to me. And he took it. And, man, he's been helping me enjoy reading his word. He's been helping me little by little recall some things. Joy will tell you I can't remember what I ate last week or what half the things I did yesterday. But something about remembering the moments of the Savior, that he has never failed and he is always there when I need him. Man, it's just that's Amen. What I need, you know.
Amen. It's awesome.
Jump in there. Somebody.
I love when I thought about that, you know, about, you know, when you said when you finally gave up, you know, and said, okay, it's yours.
Yeah.
Man, God just said, hey, now you get me. Now you get me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you've given up. So now you get to go forward. Because a lot of times when you say, I give up, in an earthly standpoint, when you give up, you don't go forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just stay where you are or go backwards.
That's good.
You know? So when God said, okay, now you've given up, now it's time to go forward. Now you can do what I've got planned for you.
Yeah, by his leading.
Yes.
And our weakness, his power is made perfect.
Man.
That leads me to you just made me think about a friend that I will leave unnamed. But I just agree with me for this guy. He needs prayer for a circumstance in his life right now. And God knows his name. God knows the need. Father, you put upon another friend, you put it upon their heart to bring this guy and his need to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You've brought me into this picture.
Standing in the gap.
To know about this, not so that I can do anything on who Wes is, because I'm nothing without you. But God, I know I can come to you and pray for this guy and for the need that's in his life that is even in some ways already, it's already causing Lord some God. Suicidal thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
We rebuke that in Jesus' name.
Yes. And I know that you're the God that cares and loves and sees, and you are reaching out right now, working circumstances on his behalf.
Yes.
For your glory.
Heavenly Father.
For your honor, for your kingdom. So, Father, I just ask you that you would
show him the way, Lord.
Show him the way and work in his life today, like you have done so many times in our lives, and let him feel your love and let him hear you knocking on his heart's door. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, this is awesome. We've still got some time left in this segment before we get down to towards the last part. Hey, if you've got a need along that line, call us, 903-796-6056. Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page. You can post a comment there. We'll pray with you, agree with you. If not, we're just going to talk about Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I tell you, something as the days move on and we go on, you know, it's going to be so important as the body of believers that something that's just become more aware to me is that, you know, we need to learn to be that light to others. We need to learn to be that light of Christ to people. You know, we don't talk a lot about witnessing, I don't think. You know, I mean, being an effective witness for Christ, you know, being that bold witness. Because, you know, the world is getting to where it's less tolerating to Christian beliefs, you know, I mean, and I don't even like using that terminology, Christian beliefs, because it's not a belief system. It is him. It is Christ. You know, it is who we are. It is everything. It is life. Jesus is the Word, you know, and so something that I think that we need to be praying for moving forward is that all of us, the body of Christ, that we are unified and ready to speak the truth to others in love, and to be able to say the things that need to be said, and to coworkers, to other people, because, you know, as persecution and different things mm-hmm. begin to happen, not only throughout the world, but even in our own communities, we need to be ready to ask the Lord to give us those answers, to give us the things to say to others that will, you know, to provoke others to Christ, to bring them to Christ, to point them to Christ, you know, and not have the answer of anger, but the answer of love in
the
Jesus.
The answer of love yes. in
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
That's it.
And so I think those things are real important and something we need to be praying about. You mind if I pray for that real quick?
Man, go right ahead.
Well, Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord, just to touch our people, oh God.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Every church in this nation, Lord. Help us mm-hmm. to be a people of light of Jesus, oh God. I pray that you would touch our Sunday school teachers. I pray that you'd touch our pastors, oh God, that you would just give them wisdom and knowledge to help us as lay people to be emboldened to do your work, oh God. Father, I pray that you would just help revival to sweep this land. I pray that you would touch all of our kids, oh God, touch our schools, touch each and every corner from one corner to the other, oh God, that we would all be ready to give a witness and an answer when called upon, Lord. Father, I pray that you would help us to absorb your word, to be able to speak it when time, and I pray that you'd give us a boldness like never before, oh God, and to give those answers not in rebuke, not in anger, but give answers in the love of Jesus, in a sacrificial, in a servant's heart, oh God. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Kelly. Thank you for just letting the Lord lead you on that. Hey, we're fixing to go to a quick break here. Come back on the last segment, Prayer Request Friday, here on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net, 103.9 FM, 900 AM, and KPYN.net.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
At Cass County Equipment, your local Kubota dealer at 808 Highway 59 in Queen City, Texas.
Looking for a fun place to eat? Look no further than the Rabbit Patch at 122 East Hiram in downtown Atlanta. Robert and Jan Carter take pride in serving delicious food in a fun atmosphere. They have 100% certified Angus beef burgers. Their fries are fresh cut, and they have amazing shakes, sundaes, and floats all made to order with real hand-dipped ice cream. Order online at rabbitpatchatl.com. The Rabbit Patch, 122 East Hiram Street in downtown Atlanta.
At Red River Credit Union, our business model has put members first since 1943. We can never be sold, and we offer products designed with you in mind. We invite you to make the switch and begin enjoying our local service, hassle-free phone and teller transactions, the convenience of mobile banking, and lower fees. Membership is easy. If you live in our service area, you can join today. Member-owned, easy to join, never for sale. Red River Credit Union, we exist to serve you. Visit us online at rrfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Special treat, folks. We have secured Dennis Prager. He will be on the line for 3 hours, live and in person. Dennis Prager. That's right, uninterrupted. We'll just be having Dennis Prager, one of my favorite guests. In fact, the only place you can ever hear Dennis Prager for 3 hours is on the Dennis Prager Show. So, don't forget, Dennis Prager on the next Dennis Prager Show.
Listen to the Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, home of the original Trading Post.
Most any time, the crown of Elijah's winning. Thank God it'll soon be mine. I got my invitation.
Hey, if you hadn't made your reservation yet, you might want to get that done.
Amen.
Seek the King. Ask Jesus yes. to come live in your heart, mm-hmm. forgive you of your sins, and then you'll have your reservation made. Brother Mike, you've got something else you want to add real quick before we exit out?
Yes. I just thought about somebody needs to hear this today. Man, there's hope out there in a yes. hopeless situation.
Amen.
That's right.
I had to get to a hopeless situation in my life to know where hope was.
Oh, yeah.
And who hope was.
Amen.
Man.
That's good.
Like I said, and, you know, I lost my wife to cancer, you know, after being married for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
And as she was leaving this earth, he was coming in and saying, hey, brother, I got you.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I got you.
And that is.
I remember laying on the...
Hallelujah.
After everybody left, I remember laying on the floor, looking up at the ceiling fan, and I'm not saying that I had a... that I heard an audible voice, but something snapped in my head. Get up, brush yourself off. I've got something for you.
Wow.
Man.
Hey, that's
and
awesome.
And, man, he lit me up. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about anybody out there can have it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is ask for it.
Amen.
He's already done it. He's already paid for it. Man, just grab a hold of it.
Amen.
I'm glad that's he put that on your heart to share that.
Amen.
Whoever needed to hear that out there today,
yes.
God bless you. Grab hold of that. Go. Jesus is the hope. That's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So until we meet here again next Friday, this is the Truth Infusion team out on Prayer Request Friday here at KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
God bless you.
God bless
we
you.
We love you. Keep seeking the truth.
Prayer Request Friday is a production of KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.
KPYN keeps you in touch with what's happening in Cass County.